Well, we're very disappointed with the result, obviously. Yes, losing at the Brandywell wasn't what we wanted. But, you know, I've got to take a lot of positives out of the game. Sligo were a very good side. Obviously, league champions coming in for the first game of the season. You know, I felt during the course of the game, they didn't really trouble us in terms of testing our goalkeeper. They scored a goal where we just switched off at the back, and with the exception of a 25-yard strike in the second half hitting the crossbar, they never really threatened. But, you know, we played some good stuff in the second half. We were disappointed with the goal we gave away. But, you know, in terms of putting it up to Sligo, I felt that we had majority of the play in the second period.
Well, according to reports, they're suggesting that it was one of those games of two halves, all Sligo first half, Derry second half.
Well, it was, you know, obviously the Brandywell last night, the conditions weren't great, and there was a very strong wind blowing in our faces in the first half, and it was very difficult to pass the ball in the way that we wanted to play. And, you know, the conditions suited Sligo having to go at us early doors, and they got a foothold in the game with the breeze at their back, and it was very difficult to get out of our own half. You know, we didn't pass the ball probably for a 25-minute period the way we would have liked to, and they had strong wind. But, you know, we regrouped at half-time, and we spoke about the importance of taking responsibility to get on the ball and pass it. And I felt second half we were very unfortunate not to come away with something out of the game.
Did you actually have many scoring chances last night, Declan?
Well, we did. You know, very early on in the second half, Mark Griffin had a great opportunity where he's played through, and he's tried to lift it over Gary Rogers, who was a long way from goal and unfortunately didn't get a great connection on it. In the last 10 minutes, we had three headers from 6 yards out. One of those was cleared off the line and with 2 minutes to go. So, you know, we were very disappointed that we didn't salvage something out of the game. But the pleasing thing for me was the character of the players. They kept believing that there was something in it for them. And right to the very last whistle, we had Sligo pinned back into their own half.
Do you think, I know it's early stages in the season, Declan, but do you think Sligo Rovers are going to be the benchmark once again in 2013?
Absolutely. You know, I think Sligo, speaking to Ian Barakoff last night, he was delighted with the one. He was over the moon coming to Brandywell. They're very confident they can go on and retain the title. And, you know, looking at the squad of players that they have and the quality they have even on the bench, you know, they have a fantastic squad, and some of the best players in the country available to them off the bench. But, you know, I think it's going to be a very tight league this year, Archie, and I think when we get ourselves going, we'll be a match for anybody. I think Shamrock Rovers will be very, very strong. I also believe that St. Pat's and Drogheda and Cork will also be in the mix. But there's certainly going to be a lot of tough games this year, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, obviously, you're looking to build in last year. You've won the Cup into Europe and this year. What's your expectations for the coming season with Derry, Declan?
Well, the expectations this year, you know, it's an old cliche. We want to win the next game, but, you know, we have a lot of competition this year. I want us to play an attacking brand of football that we showed towards the end of last season that we could play. I want to make sure that we're at the business end of the table and challenging for honours, but, you know, I think short term, our most important thing is now to win the next game and try and get up and running as early as possible.
Yeah. Well, that next game is, of course, Drogheda in the Setanta Cup. The game's evenly poised at 1-1, but if you're going to progress, you need to put in a good performance and score a goal, Declan, away from home on Monday night.
Yes, well, you know, I think we do possess a goal-scoring threat, and, you know, Drogheda, we've had a very difficult start, obviously, having the champions and the runners-up in our first couple of competitive games is a difficult start for us. But in both the games, I felt we had long periods of possession in the game, and we asked questions with Sligo last night. And on Monday night against Drogheda, I felt we could have had a couple more goals to our name. But, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to go down and give another good account of ourselves against a very good side. And the good thing for me is that, you know, all the players are looking forward to the matches. We are confident. We have a lot of strength and depth in terms of the new players that we've brought on. And, you know, it's a game that we'll certainly look forward to. We prepared very well today in preparation for the game. So we'll look forward to it and go down knowing that it's going to be a difficult game. But it's a game we believe we can certainly progress from.
Yeah. You suffered defeat in the final of the Setanta Sports Cup last year. Is this a competition that you want to go one better in, Declan?
I think when you look around, you know, every opportunity this year, we've got to try and grasp it, you know, and to go it's very difficult to get the cup finals, especially the All Ireland competition, because obviously all teams are in it. So, you know, we have to look at hopefully getting through this round and carrying a bit of luck in the draw. But, you know, we're under no illusions. It's going to be very difficult to get past Drogheda first. I'm sure they will have huge ambitions of trying to win the Setanta Cup themselves. But, you know, it's certainly a competition we would love to win. Last year was the furthest Derry City has ever been in it. We've never been to a Setanta final. So, you know, it would be fantastic if we could go a step further this year.
And just finally, Declan, you mentioned you've done a session today. How's the personnel looking today ahead of the game on Monday night? Any injury worries to contend with?
Well, unfortunately, before the game last night, we've lost Stuart Grecian again. Stuart's going to be out for possibly 6 or 7 weeks. We damaged his knee, which he sustained in the Drogheda game, late on in the Drogheda game, which is a huge loss considering the experience and desire and hunger that Stuart's and leadership that Stuart brings to the team, you know. But I'm very pleased with Shane McElhinney and Ryan McBride. They've really developed under top-class senior players. And, you know, we're very fortunate that we have the two boys to step in there and play on a regular basis over the coming weeks. But, you know, we have a couple of niggles. What we have learned from last year is, you know, anybody is playing with any type of knock, we're not going to take a risk at this stage of the campaign. So we're still waiting on Paddy Gardner to make his competitive debut for the club. And Paddy's going to be a fantastic asset there this season. Michael Rafter and Mark Griffin are still building up their fitness, and I've no doubt that those will be huge additions there. Sean Houston rolled his ankle at Finn Park in a friendly, and, you know, Sean's still a week or two maybe away from fitness. So we have a couple of doubts, but I'm very happy with the players that we're travelling to Drogheda with, Oshie.